There are five key areas in life that most people would like to change, even if only a little. Their health, career, money, relationships, and contribution to society. Which is why Judy Mae Murphy's book, Your Life Only a Gazillion Times Better, has top tips for all these areas, starting with health.
Find someone who has the kind of health and the kind of body that you'd like, and do what they do. You know, if you want to have a body, say, like a top athlete, then, you know, sitting around all day and just eating Mars bars isn't going to get you there. So ask yourself, you know, what do they do, and model them. And, you know, if they eat a lot of vegetables and if they kind of drink wheatgrass and they're out working out for 2 hours a day, then that's what you need to do. And perhaps it's different. Perhaps it's a friend of yours who you just like her energy levels, and you can ask her, well, what do you do to get there?
Okay, what about your career then? How can you change that?
Well, really, that's about not sort of looking at getting promoted or what's the next step within that groove. It's about completely reimagining why you're here on this planet, because you are here for an amazing, amazing reason. And that is tied up with your career. And when you work out what's your real dream, not the compromise dream or the thing that you're told you can do or the thing that seems easiest to do, that's when you can really start having fun with making money doing something that feels incredible every day.
So is that really about dreaming big?
It's about dreaming big, and it's about getting real as well. Not listening to what people say about what you can and can't do, but about what you really, really want to do.
And if the area, of course, is money, which it seems to be for a lot of people, they generally want more of it. How do you change that one?
Well, the main thing is to work out how much more, to get a very, very specific number and be real about it, that what you want to do is you want to be free to do what you want on the planet. So it might be nice to have, say, £1 million, but maybe that's not enough. Maybe you need 20 million in order to have investments set up so that you've enough streams of income coming in that you are then free to carry out other projects around the planet.
Is the implication in that, though, that you can't do what you want to do and earn money from it? You've got to find some other way of funding what you want to do.
Oh, not in the least. You can always, always make money doing what you want to do. People make money from crazy things. If you think about it, there's guys who are skateboarders that make an absolute fortune. There's people who, you know, write poetry and make a fortune. There's people who put together things in boxes and send them somewhere else and they make a fortune. So anything at all that's your passion, you can make more than enough money to be financially free from that.
And then relationships, another big area. People generally want to have better relationships or perhaps even a relationship.
And what's really interesting is a lot of people don't sit down and design what they'd like that to look like. So really, you got to get clear on, well, what is it that you want? And that's not about saying, oh, well, they have to be this height and this hair colour. It's more about, you know, what qualities do you want in that person? And also, what kind of person do you need to be in order to attract your dream person? Because they might love you for you, and they might maybe need someone who's more dynamic, someone who's happier because they're living their dream. Who is it that you need to be in order to attract a certain relationship?
And finally, your contribution to the world, the community and the planet and so on. Most people would like to do that alongside all the other things, but don't feel maybe they have enough time or something.
What you need to realise is just by living your dream, you are contributing on a very, very big scale. You're contributing because people are seeing you living to your utmost and they're understanding that you're giving great value to the world. So contribution isn't something that's about taking 3 months out and going to India and helping people there, although it can be that. It really is about being true to who you are and asking yourself the question every day, how can I give better value?
Now, all of the areas that we've talked about actually require you to define what it is you want before you can actually get there. And often that first step is actually a very, very difficult one because you think, well, I kind of vaguely know what I want, but I can't pinpoint it. Is there a top tip for pinpointing things?
Well, that's exactly why we wrote the book, you know, to have quizzes and questions that we ask in order to help you to pinpoint. And really the top tip is just keep asking yourself questions. You know, if I had that, how would I feel? What else would I like? How else could that be? Why is it I'm believing I can't have that? How could it be true to make it that I can have it? So just asking yourself a lot of questions will get you there.
That's Judy Mae Murphy. Her book, Your Life Only a Gazillion Times Better, is published by Vermilion.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.